If this sounds like something we call country music, Mark Knopfler wouldn't be surprised.
Roll out here, mister, if you need a little rest.
Mr. Knopfler is the first to describe his songs as a kind of lifelong search for the musical connection between the Mississippi Delta and the Tyne River in northern England. He loves the songs of Chet Atkins, Bob Dylan, and Roger Miller. And though Mr. Knopfler was born in Scotland and lives in England, he sees the North Atlantic as a divide that's easily crossed by music. Next month, Mr. Knopfler will release a new CD called Ragpicker's Dream, and on it are songs that explore the idea of place and people who move in and out. He joins us from London. Mr. Knopfler, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you very much. Very nice of you to have me. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Now, did you set out to make, what we call nowadays a concept recording?
No, I didn't set out to do that. I don't set out to write an album. I just write. And then after a certain amount of time has passed and a few songs have been written, I get around to thinking, well, maybe I should record them. And you realize, of course, at the end of that, that you've been writing about a few things. So thematically, it makes sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Now, so many of these songs seem to be connected to a specific feeling of place. Northumberland, obviously, but also lots of places in what we call the rural United States. What sort of connections do you see between those two locales?
Somebody said to me the other day, well, you've shrunk the Atlantic. I mean, I was interested very early on, I think, musically, when I started writing songs. I wanted to have my own geography in my journey, in my musical journey. I was from Newcastle in the north up going south to London, and, you know, I had a romance with London, and, mm-hmm. you know, and obviously the musical journey in many ways is to the south, is to the Delta, the Mississippi Delta, and so I've always been interested, obviously, in a kind of transatlantic blues, I suppose.
I got to tell you, I'm sitting in my office enjoying listening to your CD, and cut five, Quality Shoe, comes up, and I looked up and I said to people who are outside my office, my God, that's Roger Miller.
Yeah, I had the pleasure of meeting Roger Miller one night with Chet shortly before Roger Miller passed away, and he was one of the most charming people I think I've ever encountered. It struck me that he could have been the president of the United States if he'd wanted to be, somehow.
Roger Miller. I'm sure he would have done better than a lot of others.
Well, I don't know, but he then got into this white limousine and drifted off into the night, you know. Yeah, it's a nod to King of the Road, obviously. The song itself comes from seeing the sign, Quality Shoes, and then seeing the store and realizing, of course, that they weren't quality shoes.
You got your toe caps reinforced with steel, hardware and sole and heel, make those tight feet feel like new. Take your pick, black or brown, great for the country or the man in town. You're gonna need a quality shoe.
Let me ask you about the song, the title cut, Ragpicker's Dream.
Well, I mean, you know, it's a good word for me because it applies to me as a songwriter. And in the song, the two characters, they drink half a bottle of Ragpicker's Dream, because it also struck me that, you know, it would be quite a good name for a whiskey. Mm-hmm. And then they have their dream, and And I have mine, and hopefully you have yours.
There's a 10 for your trouble. You have beautiful hair. Make the last one two doubles. It's a cold one out there. Where the scarecrow and the rail king have started to dance. But a nightstick and a billy club won't give peace a chance. Here I think they went that a ways. Your song and dance team heading home for the holidays with a ragpicker's dream.
When I was in my late teens and early 20s, I spent a lot of time going back into the country blues and listening to, you know, Blind Willie McTell, Blind Blake. And when you're a picker, you pick on a guitar with your fingers, your thumb and fingers, and which is what I do mostly. I mean, I think that's the thing, for example, that finally enabled me to play guitar with people like Chet Atkins. I think, obviously, you know, on a much lower level than Chet. Chet was always on another planet to me. He was a picker, too, and I suppose that he must have taken pity on me because at least I was a picker, too, of sorts.
Your daddy when he's gone. Yeah, you're gonna miss your daddy when he's gone. Daddy's gone down that Gallatin road. The hen never laid and the corn never grew. No, you're gonna miss your daddy when he's gone.
Let me ask you about the first cut, Why I Man.
Oh, Why I Man. Well, Why I is just means why, of course, or it means for sure, and it's a northeastern expression.
Why I Man?
Why I Man, and it's hundreds of years old. It's still used now, just the same as it always was.
We had no way staying afloat. We had to leave on a ferry boat. Economic refugees on the run to Germany. We had the back of Maggie's hand. Times were tough in Geordie land.
The poet Seamus Heaney sent me a copy of his book of poems, The Spirit Level, won the Whitbread Prize. Wonderful book of poems. And he'd written on the inside, you know, to Marco, keep your level high. That was also a reason for writing the song.
Tonight we'll drink the old town dry, keep our spirit levels high.
Last quick question, Mr. Knopfler. How many songs do you have squirreled away in your rag picker's bag?
Well, I'll have chucked away a few, and probably a good thing, too. Sometimes there's fragments that sit around for a few years before they even become songs. You know, I've kind of discarded a lot of stuff, so it feels just at the moment as though I'm starting again, starting new things. So feel a little bit less of a rag picker as I normally do right now. Feels good, you know, it feels as though I'm enjoying writing and can get on with it pretty well. I mean, partly it's because I've been just happy hanging around at home.
Mr. Knopfler, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.
Mark Knopfler, his new CD is called The Rag Picker's Dream.
Sometimes I miss my river time, but you're my pretty frog. Tonight we'll drink the old town dry, keep our spirit levels high.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.
Why I'm, why I'm.